Saying that you've entered into a new season where old things are suddenly shifting. And the Lord says, I'm lighting a fire within your spirit, man. And I'm causing the embers that have just seemed like it's just began to dwindle a little bit. God said, I'm blowing again upon them. And you're going to see a new excitement and a new passion begin to be released in your life. And it's been like you've run and you've came up against this, like a wall. You run up against the wall and you think, Lord, I want to break through. I want to accomplish. I want to see the things I saw before, but I want to see greater degrees of your glory. glory. And the Lord said, I'm going to begin to move in you. You're going to begin to be established in this season that you'll be those who are forerunners. And I just see you beginning to bring others around about you, pouring into them, teaching them, this is how you do it, this is how you do it, this is how you do it, and raising up those that will go out and begin to evangelize. And even in the work area, I see God just causing the increase and the blessing to be upon it, because it's been like the things are just tightening up, but God said, no, I'm loosening things up on your behalf. And you're going to see that what those finances you needed to accomplish the dream and the vision that I put within your heart. God said, I put a dream and vision in your heart even 10 years ago. And the Lord says, even from the point that I put it within your heart, it seemed like all hell began to assail against you. And the Lord said, I'm ending that battle this night, and I'm causing my increase to be recognized in your life. And the Lord said, that which has seemingly crippled you is now going to turn to your victory, and you're going to see my handiwork. And the Lord said, your dreams and your vision will find fulfillment, says the Lord. And the Lord says, even the area of family, I'm bringing family together, and I'm tightening up some things on your behalf, said God. For the enemy tried to come in and bring that division and bring that wedge, but now, said God, I bring the bridge in that, so that things will begin to suddenly begin to solidify, and the family anointing shall be upon you, and the increase of your God shall be seen by many, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
The Lord says, daughter, you are my beloved and you're my bride. And the best is yet to come for you in this season. And the Lord said, find yourself basking in me. And as you give yourself to that, I'm going to begin to give you dreams and night visions. And there'll be a visitation of my glory and my goodness upon your life like never before. For I am passionate after you, and I'm causing a deeper intimacy to begin to happen in this season like never before. Honey, you're going to begin to hear God like you've never heard him. You're going to hear him with such clarity. No longer will you be one that stands on the outside of the window gazing in and seeing what God's doing. But God says, you're going to begin to experience me for yourself. For surely my hand is upon you, and surely I'm embracing you once again. And I'm holding on to you during this season. For it's a season that I'm just going to begin to empower you and blow upon even the embers of your heart again. Amen. And there's just going to become a greater clarity of your walk and your intimacy with the Father. And as you take each step, know that I've already went before you and I've already paved the way. Amen. I just see even you being able to gather people around the table and just begin to tell them of the goodness and the love of God. Amen. And how hearts are going to be rekindled, and how they're going to have ears to hear of the love and the goodness of God that's going to begin to flow out of you. Amen. But it's going to come out of your intimacy, your quiet time with him. Amen. So it's a very, very precious, precious time that he has for you right now. Amen. What's your name, honey? Geneva. Father, I just thank you for the word of the Lord being sealed upon Geneva's heart. And Father God, that during this season of intimacy, God, I ask, Lord, that there'll be clarity of the dreams. Father, dreams like she's never dreamt before, Father. Lord, that she will see your handiwork in all that she puts her hands to do. And Father, that she'll find her fulfillment in this season like never before. That she won't be a daughter that gazes in, but Father, she is going to experience for herself, Lord. She's going to have the own word of the Lord that's going to be within her own mouth. And so, Father, I just thank you. I ask that you seal it forever. Seal it forever in her heart, Father.
You've retired. Now refire.
Hope deferred has made the heart sick. Father says, I'm going to cause you to hope again. And in this hope, you're not going to be disappointed like times past, where it seemed like when you gave your heart to something, everything was pulled out of underneath you. But God says, I'm going to cause your heartbeat to heartbeat again. And Father said, the very thing that has wounded you and caused you so much pain, you're going to see it turn around. For there is a well of joy that's going to begin to spring up within you like never before. And that which seems like it had been shattered and so undone, God said, you watch and see what I don't do for you. Because it's not of anything that you could have done or should have done. But Father said, it's going to be nothing but my goodness and my love and my passion. For I'm not letting go, says God. For I'm going to begin to orchestrate some supernatural things in your behalf in this season, daughter. And you're going to see my favor and my goodness on your life. And you're going to begin to recognize my goodness on your life. And the Lord says you're going to even see a breakthrough even concerning your children and your children's children. There is a generational blessing, and you held on when you wanted to walk away. But there was something that wouldn't let you go, even in the night hours. You wouldn't allow anybody else to see it. But Father said, I've seen it all along, and I'm right there with you. And you're going to know me like you've never known before, for I am turning the table in your behalf. And I even see God even like writing out, bringing out a checkbook and says, how much do you want? You determine. And as you determine, it shall be. As you determine, it shall be, says the Lord. As you determine it, it shall be. Amen. So, Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Father God, for even the hope being rekindled within her once again. Hope being rekindled once again, Father. Hope being restored. And that the joy of the Lord will begin to overtake her, Father. And there'll be a fresh strength in the season that she's never known before, Father. And Lord, that you're causing a gathering in her behalf. And Father, it's going to be a glorious and a joyous one. Father, that she'll never regret. She'll never regret. She'll not mark this, even mark this day on your calendar. Mark this day on your calendar. And you're going to be able to look and say, that was the day the Father touched my heart. That was the day he caused me to hope again. That was the day he told me joy was going to be restored. That was the day he said he was going to cause even the family to be restored once again. That was the day he said, I could determine what he writes in the checkbook. It's like he's balancing things out for you. You have felt so depleted, like everything's in the red. And God said, I'm going to balance it out. You've not been forgotten, and you've not been overlooked. You're going to live, and you're going to love life. You're going to live, and you're going to love life. You're going to live, and you're going to love life, and you're going to love yourself. You're going to love yourself. Thank you, Father.
Now, for new life, I'm in agreement with Brother Richard. The word says, where two or three agree to touch anything, it shall be done. I heard him speak increase. I heard him say, there's a passion coming in this church. I'm in agreement. Come on now. I'm in agreement. Things are getting ready to change. Glory to God. Amen. That doesn't mean anything's been wrong. It means something's getting ready to change. I'm telling you, there's a wave of God's Spirit. You know, we've been talking about the breath of God's Spirit, of freshness. There's been a wave of God's Spirit that began to crash into church around about January of this year. And you've been riding in the waves, but the wave of God is about to increase. Now hear me, it's about to increase. And you're going to see another wave hit this church. I'm telling you, along about September, and I thought that was real neat because that's when you're having your conference. Along about September, there's another wave going to hit this church that's going to just kind of just really usher in. And the latter part of this year is going to be greater. It's going to be greater, glory to God. And so you get ready, because, I mean, if you're part of this church, or if you just come visit, glory to God, get you some. Amen? Because it's going to be good, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Let me say one thing, Laverne. I just want to let this be made known, and maybe the Lord will prick your heart about it. I don't know, but we liked $136 getting the amount of money that I was believing God that we were going to take up in this offering for these camp meetings. $136. That was a substantial. That's a very small amount. In comparison to what we really receive.
Amen.
But God's faithful.
Amen.
God is so faithful.
You know, put the basket out. Miss Lottie, get the basket. Thank you. You know, you come down to Sunday night. I can remember when I used to go to church camp. And by the time Friday got there, you didn't want to go home. Didn't want to go home because you'd made new friends. You'd seen old friends. And there was a bond there. You'd been pulled away from all the stuff from the world. You'd been drawn back into His presence in a new way. But there came the time you had to tell those new friends and those old friends, I'll see you again. I'm not going to tell you goodbye. We're not going to tell you goodbye. We're just going to stand. And we're just going to turn to each other and say, I'm going to see you again. It may be in the morning, but it's going to be sometime. And you know, all these services are recorded on our website. Go under Streaming Live, or if you want a copy, sign a sheet back there. Don't miss any of it, because I'm telling you, I've got to go back and listen to all of it, because I couldn't grasp it all the first time through. There's so much word that's come out. So many seeds have been sown in my life that I've got to go back and do a little fertilizing. So may the grace of God be with you and His favor be upon you and your house, your children. God's favor and His grace be with you. And we will, in the name of Jesus, see you again. Amen.